Welcome back to Racing Pulse. What a big moment it will be for Rachel King in a week's time from now, with the news coming through yesterday that she will be wearing the famous Lloyd Williams colours for her first ride in Australia's greatest race on Pondus. She joins me this morning. Good morning, Rachel. Congratulations.
Good morning. Thanks, guys. Yeah, really looking forward to it.
How did it come about? Did you get a phone call from Team Williams?
Yes. Yeah, she got a text from Nick Williams and an email from Lloyd himself. So I was a bit sort of taken back, I guess, when I got that. Wasn't quite sure if it was, you know, real or if it was happening. But yeah, it was very exciting, and it definitely didn't take much to sort of think about it, I guess, when you get offered a horse in those colours in this race. It's pretty hard to say no.
Absolutely. Well, you would have been watching the Melbourne Cups for years and looking at all the other great female riders, especially since Michelle Payne, that have competed in the race as well. Can you begin to believe that you've now got a ride in the greatest race here in Australia?
Yeah, it's still a bit probably surreal, I guess, and still kind of sinking in. It was something I sort of really wanted to try and aim at this year, especially the last sort of month or so. I thought, well, you know, I didn't have a horse heading towards sort of a race like the Golden Eagle, so I knew quarantine-wise I could, you know, I was quite happy to be able to leave Sydney early and get down there. And it's just, yeah, it's, I guess it's every jockey sort of dream to be able to ride in this race. And it just worked out this year, worked out well for me that, you know, I wasn't going to miss too much. And to then get this opportunity to ride for Team Williams is even better.
And the good news is that we're going to have a crowd on track, so you can soak up some of that atmosphere. It's not going to be 100,000, but at least there'll still be some noise there. And as we saw last year with Jai McNeil, he had his first ride in the Cup in the same colours, and the fairy tale became reality.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, it's the Melbourne Cup. Anything can happen. I think my brother, who's not really into racing, said, "So, are you going to win?" I was like, "Well, I'm in it, so I'm, you know, I've got a chance." But yeah, no, it'll be great to have the crowd there. I've been to Flemington once on Cup Day. I went down to watch Blake, my fiance, when he rode Sir John Hawkwood in the race, and just being part of the crowd that day was unbelievable. You know, it's like nothing I've ever experienced before. So I know there's going to be less people there, but it will still be nice to have those people there and just be a part of the day.
Absolutely, and we'll get to see you throughout the week, will we, or at least on Derby Day as well?
Yeah, so I'm at the moment just planning Derby Day and Cup Day. I sort of haven't got anything else locked in. I mean, I can stay the rest of the week if rides popped up, so, you know, could be available. But yeah, at the moment it's just Derby Day and Cup Day, and then have to head back to Sydney to do sort of 5 days isolation before riding back in Sydney again.
And you got Riordini in the Cantala?
Yeah, really looking forward to him. He has had a little freshen up since his last run. He just raced a little bit flat last time out, but he'd had two massive runs before that in weight for age races and against, you know, some of the best, bumping into very elegant and horses like that. So he seemed to be sort of definitely back on the fresher side when I trialled him the other day, and the mile just really suits him.
Absolutely, and you picked up a couple of other rides, have you as well, in the Empire Rose and the Hotham?
Yep, I've got Nimalee, horse of Matt Smith, that I've had a bit of success on. She's coming down for the Empire Rose. And fun fact, could be going around in the Hotham as well before he hopefully runs in the Cup also.
Well, Rachel, it's a dream for many to get a ride in the Melbourne Cup and to do it in those famous silks with a horse who, he may have been slightly disappointing on Saturday, but you know, with the miles in his legs, anything can happen in a Melbourne Cup. So it'll be great to see you at Flemington on Cup Day.
Yeah, really excited to be there. And like you said, anything can happen. So, just, I know I'm in the right set of colours and riding for the right team.
Good on you, Rachel. Well done.
Thanks very much.